It's Check On Stories. We're following for you today on Robinhood Radio. The National Weather Service does have a winter weather advisory in effect for Litchfield County and adjacent Dutchess County, and a winter storm warning for Berkshire County in Massachusetts. A wintry mix of snow, sleet, and rain is expected today. Total wet snow and sleet accumulations 1 to 3 inches. This is not from what happened last night. This is for what is expected today here in Litchfield County. It runs till 5 p.m. this evening. We'll get the full details from Pat Pagano and his take on the weather coming your way in just a few minutes. Sad news out of Region 1 and Falls Village. The Taberski family has announced the passing of Ed Taberski, husband, father, grandfather, and great-grandfather, on January 21st. He passed away at his home surrounded by his wife, sons, and family. Now, the family is in the process of making arrangements and will provide details. They say, feel free to use Facebook to share your thoughts and memories and pictures. And if you have any specific questions, you can contact Jeff Taberski on Facebook Messenger. As we said, as soon as we get the details in, we'll pass them along to you. Eversource is slow to respond as live wires hindered a victim's rescue in Norfolk. A sense of helplessness gripped first responders, according to the story in the Republican American, when a car driven by an 87-year-old veered off Route 44, striking a utility pole, snapping it. Now, the driver was inside the car. Making the situation worse was the long response time, more than an hour before Eversource personnel responded to the scene, leaving the injured person trapped inside the vehicle, which was resting on its side and smoking. Now, compounding that was the fact the couple's family had come to the scene and waited tensely for first responders to extricate the couple. Eversource receives a Priority 1 alert from Litchfield County Dispatch for a rollover with entrapment at live wires within minutes of the accident. Priority 1 is used exclusively when there is direct and imminent danger to the public, including direct human contact with live wires and live wires on vehicles. The call should have resulted in a heightened level of dispatch, according to them, but 68 minutes elapsed before an Eversource crew arrived. Within 3 minutes of the alert, Eversource communicated that power had been turned off in the area. But 15 minutes later, it rescinded that information, saying it was not sure the power was off. When the wires were finally removed, firefighters freed the Greens within 15 minutes, and they were attended by two EMTs from North Canaan and Norfolk, but the long delay had complicated transport. Information was made available for two LifeStar helicopters. One flight was aborted when a helicopter encountered a thunderstorm, while the other managed to reach the scene. In Kent, the court has nixed an appeal of a Kent decision on development. An appeal against the Planning and Zoning Commission decision to approve a conservation development on 13 units at 227 North Main Street, Route 7, was dismissed by the Torrington Superior Court. In 2021, Angela and Andrew Bacon of Long City Island, New York, and Eric Tees of Cornwall submitted applications to the Building and Market 13 single-family homes on 13 acres on a piece of property considered the northern gateway to town. It's one of the last open properties on the village residential zone. The plans show the proposal would have two community spaces, one housing in the existing barn near the front of the land, and the second would contain a small community in the center and a pool in the rear in the center of the back of the land. The remainder of the acreage would be kept as part of conservation easements that calls for 40% open space with a forest and hayfield reimagined. In December of 2021, a group called Committee to Protect Rural Kent, comprised of several residents along with Dorothy and David Muir, whose property abuts the property, filed the appeal. The finding also stated that the submission of homeowner association documents was not practical or possible before the approval of development and no zoning permit or certificate of compliance would be issued until that condition was fulfilled. Well, in Sharon, most residents are encouraging the Sharon Housing Trust to pursue converting Community Hall at 99 Main Street into four affordable housing units. Once again, from the Republican American this week, at a show of hands, found most favor the concept during a recent information session at the Sharon Playhouse to get public input. The $300,000 estimate given for conversion project would come out of the town budget, would not come out of the town budget. Resident Meg Salowitz called on the project modest, needed, and environmentally sound. She also talked of the town's generosity, noting that when Hotchkiss Library put out a request for funds for its renovation, $3 million was raised. Quote, I agree with Meg that we can find some type of optimism and willingness for this. That from Roger Liddell. The trust showed residents a video, Housing Our Neighbors, which explained local initiatives while also stressing the need for more affordable housing. Selectman Dale Jones, who sits on the trust, said the organization is hoping 15 to 20 affordable housing sites will be found over the next 4 years. The plan is to raise funds for the project locally and be able to give priority to those who work in the region. Once again, a reminder, the Kanan Foundation is accepting grant proposals from not-for-profit organizations for community programs and projects that benefit residents of the town of North Kanan. The application deadline is 1 week away, January 31st. Now, if you want more information on this, you can write Foundation P.O. Box 823 North Kanan 06018. That's Kanan Foundation P.O. Box 828 North Kanan, Connecticut 06018. Or you can email mparati@wmparati.com. Taking a look at some of the meetings coming up this week in our area today in Sharon, the Historic District Commission meets at 5:30. Board of Selectmen meets tomorrow at 5:30. In Salisbury, Inland Wetlands meets tonight at 6:30. The Conservation Commission meets on February 2nd at 7 p.m. In Falls Village, coming up on the 26th, the P&Z public hearing and regular meeting at 6:30, and then January 27th, a public hearing on the Frontier Proposal to the Town of Falls Village at 7 p.m. by the Board of Finance. Region 1 has a Board of Education policy meeting that is coming up today at 10 o'clock this morning. In Kent today, Inland Wetlands Commission has a meeting at 7 p.m. Kent Park and Recreation has a special meeting at 7 p.m. Also, the Board of Education for Kent has a special meeting tomorrow at 6 p.m. In Cornwall today at 7 p.m., the Zoning Board of Appeals meets via Zoom. Tomorrow at 7:30, the Economic Development Commission has a meeting via Zoom. In Milligen, the Board of Trustees has a public hearing that comes up tonight at 6 p.m. And in Sheffield, coming up on the 25th, the Planning Board will meet at 7 p.m. Now, the Taconic Grange Crowding Bee, offered in conjunction with the Mother's Old Style Life Skills series of workshops, will be held Thursday, January 26 at 1 p.m. at the Taconic Grange Hall, 7 Dunbar Road in Sharon, off Route 4 between Sharon and Cornwall Bridge. Bring a knife, a cutting board, a bowl, a large spoon, and wide mouth jars. They'll supply the salt and cabbage, and you can feel free to bring along other vegetables to pickle. RSVP and email questions to taconicgrange@gmail.com or call 860-364-5373. The Super Supper for January will be ready for pickup and delivery on Friday, January 27th. They usually make 130 dinners, and they get sold out about 1 week before deadline. This month, the sponsor is Noble Horizons. You can enjoy a hearty soup, bread, cheese, and some fruit, and a cookie or brownie. Meals are ordered free of charge. Delivery is available to homes and workplaces. Donations are accepted. Pick up at Salisbury Congregational Church on Library Street, side door in Salisbury from 3 to 5 p.m. on the 27th. You must pre-order by Wednesday of this week in between 860-337-2470. Owls Among Us will be presented Friday at 7 to 8:15 at the Sharon Audubon Center. For more information, sharon.audubon.org. That's sharon.audubon.org or call 860-364-0520, extension 115. The D.M. Hunt Library offers Birds of the World exhibit planned by Kellogg students. The show will include paintings, drawings, and sculptures by students from kindergarten through eighth grade. There will be an opening reception on Saturday at 11 till noon. The exhibit will remain on display through March the 3rd. Our business brief is underwritten by Morgan's at the Interlaken, interlakenin.com. You'll also find them on Facebook and Instagram, and by Salisbury Bank, salisburybank.com. The Dow Jones Industrial Average starts off today at 33,133.84, the S&P 500 at 3914.81, and the NASDAQ at 11,355.39. We'll take a look at that tri-state forecast. That'll come your way in just a few moments.